This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. China's infectious disease burden drops by half since 2000, but age-related challenges emerge. China has achieved substantial reductions in infectious disease burden over the past two decades, with disability-adjusted life years, DLEs, declining significantly between 2000 and 2023, according to new analysis from the Lancet Regional Health, Western Pacific. However, the gains have been uneven across different diseases and age groups, with older adults now bearing a disproportionate share of the remaining burden. 50-cent reduction in infectious disease dailies per 100,000 population in China from 2000 to 2023. Leading infectious disease burden in China by age group, dailies per 100,000 population by major categories, 2023 respiratory infections 65 plus, 2,840 enteric infections all ages 1,450, tuberculosis 2,564, 20, hepatitis B all ages 1 through 30, other STIs 15 to 49, 580, source Global Burden of Disease Study 2023. Georgian Medical Journal. News: respiratory infections drive elderly disease burden. Respiratory tract infections have emerged as the leading cause of infectious disease burden among China's elderly population, accounting for 2,840 dailies per 100,000 people aged 65 and older in 2023, according to the Global Burden of Disease Study 2023. This concentration of burden reflects China's rapidly aging population and the increased vulnerability of older adults to severe respiratory infections. The study reveals a concerning pattern where infectious disease burden has become increasingly age stratified. While overall national rates have declined dramatically, the absolute burden among elderly Chinese has remained persistently high, creating new challenges for health policy planning and resource allocation. Tuberculosis and hepatitis B remain persistent threats. Despite overall progress, tuberculosis continues to impose a significant burden on working-age adults, 25 to 64 years, contributing 1,220 dailies per 100,000 in this demographic in 2023. Hepatitis B, meanwhile, affects all age groups with 1,130 dailies per 100,000 population, highlighting the ongoing impact of chronic infectious diseases in China's disease landscape. The persistence of these conditions indicates that China's infectious disease control strategy must evolve beyond acute infection management to address chronic and latent infections that contribute substantially to long-term disability and mortality. Research published in major epidemiological journals supports this shift toward comprehensive, age-tailored prevention strategies. Progress varies dramatically across disease categories. The analysis reveals striking disparities in progress across different infectious disease categories. While vaccine-preventable diseases and acute respiratory infections showed the most dramatic declines, sexually transmitted infections and vector-borne diseases demonstrated more modest improvements, particularly in younger adult populations. Enteric infections, affecting all age groups with 1,450 dailies per 100,000 population, represent an area where public health interventions have achieved significant but incomplete success. The remaining burden suggests opportunities for targeted improvements in water quality, sanitation, and food safety measures across China's diverse geographic regions. This heterogeneous pattern of progress underscores the need for disease-specific and demographically targeted intervention strategies rather than broad-based approaches. Global health experts increasingly recognize that effective infectious disease control requires nuanced, context-specific approaches that account for varying disease mechanisms and population vulnerabilities. Policy implications for aging population. The concentration of infectious disease burden among elderly Chinese populations has profound implications for healthcare system planning and resource allocation. As China's demographic transition accelerates, the absolute number of older adults at risk for severe infectious disease complications will continue to grow, potentially offsetting gains achieved through improved prevention and treatment. The study's authors emphasize that current priority setting frameworks, which traditionally focus on incidence rates, may be inadequate for addressing the evolving burden profile. Instead, they advocate for approaches that prioritize reducing preventable disability and premature mortality through age-specific and mechanism-tailored interventions, as discussed in recent health policy research. The incidence daily discordance observed across infectious diseases in China indicates that traditional surveillance metrics may inadequately capture the true population health impact, particularly among vulnerable elderly populations where case fatality rates remain elevated. Global Burden of Disease Study 2023. Authors, Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, The Lancet Regional Health, Western Pacific, 2024. Key takeaways: infectious disease dailies in China declined by approximately 50% from 2000 to 2023, representing major public health progress. Respiratory infections among adults 65 plus now constitute the largest single category of infectious disease burden at 2,084/100,000. Policy frameworks must shift from incidence-focused metrics to disability and mortality reduction strategies tailored for aging populations. Frequently asked questions: why has infectious disease burden shifted toward older adults in China? China's rapid demographic transition has created a large elderly population with increased vulnerability to severe infectious disease complications. Additionally, successful control of childhood infectious diseases has shifted the remaining burden toward age groups with higher case fatality rates and longer disability periods. What does DALY measure in infectious disease studies? Disability-adjusted life years, DAYS, combine years of life lost due to premature mortality and years lived with disability. This metric provides a more comprehensive assessment of disease impact than simple incidence counts, particularly important for diseases affecting elderly populations. How should China's infectious disease priorities change based on these findings? The study suggests moving beyond incidence-focused surveillance toward interventions that reduce preventable disability and death. This includes age-specific vaccination strategies, improved management of chronic infections like hepatitis B, and enhanced respiratory infection prevention in elderly care settings. The transformation of China's infectious disease landscape over the past two decades represents both a public health success story and an emerging challenge requiring adaptive strategies. As the country continues its demographic transition, health systems must evolve to address the changing age distribution of infectious disease risk while maintaining gains achieved in overall burden reduction. Future research and policy development will need to balance continued progress in acute infection control with the growing imperative to protect vulnerable elderly populations from severe infectious disease complications. Source: Trends in Incidence and Dailies of Infectious Disease from 2000 to 2023 and the Attributable Risk Factors in China, an analysis of the Global Burden of Disease Study 2023.